Today, Vice President Dick Cheney broke his silence. He gave his first personal account of the hunting accident last weekend in which he shot a friend. In a one-on-one interview at the White House with Britt Hume of Fox News, Cheney took responsibility for shooting Texas lawyer Harry Whittington. Whittington is reported to be improving in the intensive care unit at a Texas hospital. NPR's David Green reports.
The day began with Vice President Cheney under growing pressure to say something publicly 4 days after the incident. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi emerged from a breakfast meeting congressional leaders had with the president and vice president and said this.
Open government would demand that the vice president come clean on what happened.
And within hours, the White House announced that Cheney would give an interview to Fox News. In it, Cheney sounded remorseful and said any fault was his.
Ultimately, I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line. And it's not Harry's fault. You can't blame anybody else. I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend. And I say that's something I'll never forget.
Earlier this week, there were suggestions that Whittington may have borne some responsibility if he didn't announce himself when he was approaching the hunting party from the rear. But if Cheney was remorseful about the shooting, he had no regrets about letting ranch owner Catherine Armstrong be the one to inform the public. She did so through her local newspaper, the Corpus Christi Caller Times, and that's the way the country found out the vice president had shot someone a day after it happened.
As we saw, if we'd put out a report Saturday night on what we'd heard then, one report came in and said superficial injuries. If we'd gone with a statement at that point, we'd have been wrong. And it was also important, I thought, to get the story out as accurately as possible.
Cheney also said the flap over timing may have come from a feeling in the national press that they should have had the scoop, not a small paper in Texas. As for Whittington, hospital officials in Corpus Christi said he's improving a day after he suffered what they said was a mild heart attack. Doctors said a pellet from Cheney's gun traveled to Whittington's heart and caused inflammation. Doctors said the 78-year-old's heartbeat has returned to normal and that he's sitting up in a chair, surprised by all the attention. Here's hospital administrator Peter Banco.
I met with him last evening. I haven't seen him today. At all times, though, he conducts himself as a true gentleman. I guess still kind of wonders what all the hoopla is about.
Any comment on the hoopla?
Just wonder, much ado about nothing.
The hospital briefing was far shorter than the day before, however, and ended abruptly when Banco was asked.
Was there ever a point where his blood alcohol was tested?
Again, that question was asked. No comment. Thank you. We'll see you again at noon. No more questions. We'll see you at noon tomorrow. Thank you.
The vice president acknowledged having a beer at lunch on Saturday, but insisted that no one in the hunting party was drinking on Saturday night. The sheriff's department in Kennedy County, Texas, after interviewing Cheney and Whittington, ruled the shooting an accident and said they had no evidence of misconduct or alcohol use. Legal experts have said no further probe is likely, so long as Whittington continues to recover. David Green, NPR News, The White House.